Welcome back. Welcome back. So glad you could make it today. How you doing? I'm excited. I got prompted to figure out what my one message would be, and I don't just ever have just one, but kind of I do, and that is that I wish you peace. And I believe I have special strategies that are shortcuts. And so what I wanted to share with you was that thanks to this class I'm in, shout out to Julia Steggy, the magical marketer, cue the magic wand sound. I wanted to share with you what came to mind, because she said, what did you discover? What's new? And I discovered something just now. I'm going to read it to you. This has to do with us expecting that things aren't going to go well, right? Number one, it's too easy to assume doomed as if it is inevitable. That idea stews, and without you deciding, no, it's not inevitable. I have peace right now and now. It takes effort to get rid of it. It's like lifting a weight off yourself because of the marketing of cataclysms and only disaster headed our way. It is a hefty lift, but it can be done. Number two, because you are really powerful at manifesting already, look around you at what you've manifested. Taking focus off the inevitable doom, number one above, it matters. Shifting gears into neutral matters. That's what you do with, oh, okay. That's your response. And in my humble opinion, laughter can transmute fear in an instant. Ask daily, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? The day works out for you, you'll see. Way more fun and without effort to make it happen. This matters because it enables you to intentionally manifest an ideal future, a vision that inspires you. And sure, it doesn't look likely right now, but so what? Dream big. You are a manifester, and what you pay attention to the most to grows. Know this and use it in your favor. Number three. And you know, this is what my book's all about, right? If you are surrounded by naysayers, buy a one-way ticket away, anywhere. Seriously, set yourself free. Hop on a bus, Gus. You don't need to understand why. Just ask if you want more of the same or not, and bust a move or not. Nothing changes if nothing changes. You are not obligated by law to keep a troublesome character close by. Would they qualify to spend a lot of time with you in a foxhole? No, not so much. Then somebody needs to bust a move. Create a space for high vibe, high flying disc types to come on in. Once you've let go of a toddler, you know, a young soul, you're freed up to do much bigger things. And isn't that what this is all about? Number four, and finally, what calls to you is for you. Trust your inner voice. As it is the higher self. It knows, it happens to know when it's time for you to exit the planet. So don't be scared that if you do your dream, you're going to die. It won't happen. It'll work out. Just try. So back to my script. I should know. I tried to exit and the small voice said, oh no, you quit too soon. You quit too soon. I didn't even know where it was coming from. So I said, well, just in case I effed up, angels, wake me up in the morning. Jesus, take the wheel. Kerplunk, I went down. It was a lot of pills I took, but at 8 a.m. I put my feet on the floor like nothing ever happened. I thought I'd sleep for days. Nope. So I humbly suggest you invite divine guidance in and watch miracles happen in spite of yourself sometimes. Refer back to number three with getting rid of the naysayers. Refer to number three and break free of the cymbal clanging monkeys. I wish you peace. Namaste. What I realized in this script I just read to you was what matters the most. Like, if you could grab the global microphone and you could say, excuse me, can I have your attention, please? Everybody just listen up for a second. I just got something to say. Can we all just get along? Thank you for your attention. in an instant, you know, a flock of birds could suddenly come together and start turning left and hard right together in unison instead of being all squirrely. Can you imagine if birds did what we do? They would just like collide everywhere. Come on, people, now we got to get it together, y'all. And that starts inside with you. You are a facilitator of world peace. And the cool part is that it's a lot more fun. So remember to ask that question. I always say, how could I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? And just watch, because it'll work out. All right. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Lonnie Ray. I'm out for now, but I'll be back.